Let's check in with Bobby Gales and his guest. Bobby, good morning, brother.
And good morning to you as well, Tommy. So today, family, it's all about helping those who are less fortunate, feeding families for the holidays. So it's our Radiothon, otherwise known as our Food to Feed Focus Day. So I'm here with my good friend, the Director of News and Public Affairs, Renee Nash. So Renee, talk about how the pandemic has caused us to make adjustments, but it won't stop us from helping families in need.
Well, you know, Bobby, as everyone else, the pandemic has literally upended pretty much everything that we do, right? But the mission is still the same. And so we're trying to feed as many families and individuals as possible during the holiday season. And it's a lot easier. It's safer as well. It's totally virtual this year. We're asking anyone who has the ability to give to go online to whur.com to make a donation to Food to Feed. Mm-hmm. Just $1 helps to provide 2.5 meals. And we know that this pandemic has upended so many individuals and families, you know, and
yes.
So people who normally would perhaps be in the category of being able to help are now finding themselves in the category in need. And so we want to be able to meet that need. So if you have the ability to give, go to whur.com right now. Listen, we know that there are many families who are going to sit around and be missing a loved one. We here at WHUR, we are missing our very own Patrick Ellis. Normally, Bobby, you would be talking to Patrick Ellis
exactly
this morning for Food to Feed. He always kicks off Food to Feed for us. But unfortunately, we lost our very own Patrick Ellis to the coronavirus earlier this year. And so I'm here trying to, in my very small way, to fill his shoes and, again, asking our listeners to give to Food to Feed.
That's right. All you have to do is go to WHUR.com, make that donation. No donation is too small.
That's right. No donation is too small, and no donation is too big either.
So
we want to make that clear as well. But again, please, WHUR.com, give to Food to Feed. 100% of your donations go to the Capital Area Food Bank and Shabak Ministries. These two nonprofit organizations are on the front lines each and every day helping to meet the need of those who are hungry.
There you go. Renee, as always, great job.
Same to you, Bobby. Thank you.
All right. My good friend there, Renee Nash, Director of News and Public Affairs here at WHUR. Okay, time for a look at traffic. Tony, what do you have for us?